All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you to them. Thank you, as always, to Impact Power Sports. They sponsor the studio, ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. If you're in the market for a Yamaha golf cart, perhaps a motorcycle, e-bike, side-by-side, four-wheeler, they have them all. Scooter. Did I say that already? Go-kart? There you go. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. A full-service department. They can take care of everything that needs to be worked on or looked at. They can help you at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Branjo says, I had a call. What were you looking for again? Easy. Website design and creation. Scott says, do you have merch? Yes, I do. Yoda World says, thanks for the show. I'm not done yet. Oh, stay right there, big guy. If I only did an hour, I'd get my ass beat. Okay. A lot to talk about. The election is over. Election day is over. And probably the story that they're talking about the most is Zoran Mondami. A Muslim socialist, a young Muslim socialist, is the mayor of New York. Now, that truly means, and he won by a lot, that truly means that New York is America's melting pot. If you can have a guy who is made up of the same belief system, generally, as the people that flew airplanes into the Twin Towers in New York City, is now the mayor of New York. That means New York is a huge melting pot of forgiving people. And they're looking beyond. They're not judging this guy because he's a Muslim, which is pretty good, I think. I mean, I don't think Zoran Mondami, is supporting the people that flew the planes into the World Trade Center. Okay? I have heard that Zoran Mondami hates Jewish people. Does Mondami hate Jews? Accusation that Zoran Mondami hates Jews has been widely made by his political opponents and some Jewish organizations. But Mondami vigorously rejects these claims, stating that there is no room for anti-Semitism in New York. All right, that's all I need to hear. I believe him. Just like Trump. Yesterday we had Trump. We talked about when Trump was accused of saying that people who died in World War II were losers or bums or something like that. We played that clip from, I think it was 2018. I forgot how we got on the topic. Well, Trump went ahead and he denied that. And if I'm going to sit here and believe Mondami denying the anti-Semitism claims, I'm going to believe Trump too. All right? I'm that type. All right, I don't have anything to back it up. All I have is some asshole said you said that about World War II veterans. And honestly, I think that was during a campaign that came out. If you're running against Trump, you got to go big or go home. You have to make up. If you're going to make shit up, you have to make up some wild shit. And if it happens to stick, well, all right, good for you. But I don't think any of that sticks. None of it stuck. The fact that Trump could get elected despite saying all the crazy shit he already said tells us that everybody loves him. Similarly, in New York City, the people love Mamdani. He identifies as an anti-Zionist. I'm not entirely sure what that means. I think that that means against Jews swallowing up territory in the Holy Land. I'm not 100% on that. That's just what my gut tells me. I turn to Chris K., Bread Bull Brain Chris, for any confirmation on that. He is a strong critic of the Israeli government policies towards Palestinians, which he describes as apartheid and genocide. This stance has been the central point of controversy and has led to the accusations of anti-Semitism from groups like the Anti-Defamation League. All right, well, that's bullshit. You cannot say that because he describes the treatment of Palestinians by Jews as apartheid and genocide, that that means you're an anti-Semite. All right? Just can't do it. I don't think you can say, if you say something bad about Israel, we should live in a world where if you say something bad about Israel, you shouldn't be labeled as an anti-Semite. Same thing if you say something bad about Palestinians. You shouldn't be labeled a certain way. I don't know what the term is for that. Muslim hate or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I don't know where it all began. I think they're both assholes. I'm taking a free beer stance on this. All right. I'm getting rumors that there's no sound. Check, check, check. Hello, hello. All right. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to shut this down and come right back. I don't know what happened. Okay, I'm back. I hope you're hearing this. It's remarkable to think that something with no moving parts could somehow just decide that it doesn't want to give me sound. I think that that's what happened, and I'm hoping to God that it has returned. Bob says, refresh, and it's back. Tyler says, it is a big fraud Wednesday for sure. Oh, it's back once I close and reopen. But systemically, the audience lost sound just like that. And I was on a roll, too. It's devastating to know. You're going to have to go back and check that out. All right. Regardless, Mamdani is in charge right now. And he is described also as a socialist. Now, all I remember from my sociology class is socialism, like Karl Marx style of socialism. I have no idea if socialism is bad. Socialism, Trump says he's a communist. And I don't know, again, I haven't done shit to figure this out. Maybe one day I will. I don't know if I care enough. Mamdani says he is going to tax the shit out of really rich people and take their money and make it so that the people who don't have shit, they are able to take advantage of the money that he is getting from taxing really, really rich people. I think in a nutshell, that is it. I'll turn to Bread Bull Brain Chris or Young Adam Schwab or Yoda Whirl for any confirmation on this. And, all right, so less on capitalism, more on socialism. I have no idea if that's good or bad. And I know it's been tried before. And it hasn't worked. But if Zoran Mamdani, at 34 years old, can somehow figure that out and make that work, all right, he will have a stepping stone to the high office. He will have a shot at the high office. If he can take socialism, implement it in New York City, the New York City USA style of socialism, he will absolutely have a shot at the White House. That would be something. Okay, now let me just say this. If Mamdani is successful at this, Nick says he is not a natural-born citizen. Okay, he will not have a shot at the White House. That's too bad. Because I want him to have a shot at the White House because I want to see the carnage. You know it's good when I'm sitting here breaking down Zoran Mamdani's potential political career, and I don't even know that he's not a natural-born citizen of the United States. Thank you to all of you who were letting me know in the chat and then letting me know via text that I was having sound issues. All I'll say is this. I am interested in watching how it goes with Mamdani with this, socialist way of running New York City, because I want to see if he's successful. I hope he's successful. And if he is, people are going to lose their minds. The Greg Hensons of the world are going to have a fucking heart attack if it actually works. Now, it probably won't. He wants to empty jails. That's what he's rumored of, decriminalizing a lot of things. Now, typically when that happens, the communities become a huge pile of shit. So my gut tells me that New York is going to turn into an even bigger cesspool than it was before. All right. And then time will pass, and then they'll bring in some Republican years down the road, and he's going to go hard in the paint and clean the city up. You know, this might end up causing New York to become like 1973 New York. Absolute disaster. Cole does not have faith in Mamdani. I don't either. I hope it is successful, but I don't think it's going to be. How about the fact that the guy who was running against him as an independent, Cuomo, how many times is he accused of sexual assault? That was the guy he was running against? Jesus. All right. What are we doing right now? This is a video I want to share that is starting to make the rounds, and I'm happy about it. Oh, never mind. It's AI generated. That's too bad. I'm going to show it to you anyway. I thought that, I don't know why I didn't. Typically when I see a video like this, I 100% always think it could be AI, but I didn't on this one. It was a possum that sees himself in the mirror, and then he plays dead. And I totally believe that this is real. Because watch him when he sees himself in the mirror. Okay, he's totally played dead. And you know how, like, when you see this Reader's Ad context, they thought people might want to know. Video is AI generated, and it's ridiculous. I feel stupid that I fell for it. Yoda World says, I do love opossums. Do we say opossums or possums? I just say possums. There was one in the backyard. I remember Jackie, little girl Jackie at the time. Dad, there's a dead giant rat in the yard. Really? And I call up a picture of a possum on the phone. I go, does it look like this, honey? Yes, it's huge and it's dead. It's stiff. I touched it. I go, oh my God. I go, it's not dead though. She goes, how do you know? I go, well, it's a possum. It saw you, and so it acted dead. I go, if you go out there right now, I can promise you it won't be there. Sure enough, she comes back. You're right! By the way, those are very clean animals, I discovered. They look like demons, but they're very clean, and it's nearly impossible for them to get rabies. I kind of like them. All right. Well, that's a bummer. Let's see what else we got here. This is the greatest post-World Series interview ever. I forget this guy's name. Enrique Rodriguez for the Dodgers? After they won the World Series, local reporter is interviewing dude. And this is fantastic. Watch this interview.
Obviously, when you got a guy like Yoshinobu Yamamoto on your team, it makes things a little easier, you know? Especially for a guy like me that, you know, all I did was bring in, you know, a piece of fucking a pencil to the project to get an A. But I got an A, and here we are, back-to-back champs, Davi. That's right, Enrique. Three-time World Series champion, back-to-back. Enrique, love your nipples.
Three things. When you're at a loss for words and you just throw in fuggin. When you don't know what to say and you turn to fuggin. That's my kind of guy. And then he dips into Harry Potter lore. Like he's talking to House Elf Dobby.
To get an A, but I got an A, and here we are, back-to-back champs, Dobby. That's-
and then I love your nipples.
Three-time World Series champion, back-to-back. NK Hernandez, love your nipples.
How can you not love that? I wanted to hate the Dodgers. I really did, because whenever a team buys a World Series like that, but whatever. I mean, Ohtani is salt of the earth, sweetest guy ever. Great pitcher, great hitter, one of the best to ever do it. Yeah, the other Asian dude too. This guy here, you got Clayton Kershaw finishing his career. What's not to love about the Dodgers, honestly? And then the upstart Blue Jays was not their year. Another heartbreak in the community of Toronto, Ontario. Mike Ball, our very own Mike Ball, one of the brain trusts behind the Great Food Giveaway, huge Dodgers fan. Him and his son, Smithers. All-time World Series interview, without a doubt. As day broke today, I heard that there was a big fight at a Bass Pro Shop somewhere in Texas. All right. That sounds like the type of place, a Bass Pro Shop, that if shit's going down, it's going to lead to all sorts of amazing footage. And thank God these hillbillies in Odessa, Texas, decided to record this video. When the person started to record it, it was well underway. Now, let's just right off the bat assume the combatants. A, white people. B, fat. C, lots of beards. D, lots of flannel. Wrangler jeans and fat wives. I have not yet watched this video. We will find out now. A lot of fast camera work here. I guess this was over a dispute in the bathroom. I'm not sure. What a stupid punch that was. Did you see how telegraphed this punch was by a guy in a long sleeve here? Watch this. Look at this right he throws. Look at how slow that was. And then this fat prick comes in and throws the Texas Longhorns jersey. What was that? You know what I know I've learned in all the years that we've been reviewing fights? No one really knows how to fight. Myself included. These ladies, if this lady decides right here that she wants in on the action, okay, she can do some damage. This guy's getting choked out. Okay, this chick here, she's got some power too. She's yelling at the boys to grow up. She's really going for it. Now you wonder why our schools are falling apart. Schools aren't falling apart. What are you talking about? You wonder why Bass Pro Shops is falling apart.
Why our schools are falling apart. Y'all are the example that you're setting.
Oh, come on. I'm just telling you right now that if I was a kid and I was there and I watched adults do that, I would be so happy. All right? Oh, my God. Take it from me, a kid who watched his dad get in several fights. Oh, was my dad a brawler. Holy shit. And always the weirdest times, too. You all right over there, O'Neal? All right, looks like it's settling down here. Cooler heads prevailing at the Bass Pro Shop. God, his video's making me nauseous. Look, you can get a moon pie for 99 cents. Of course you can get a moon pie there. Hey, guy, fuck you. Yeah, let's see. There was the time when my dad beat up my drafting teacher. Let's just go with that one. Mr. Petrosella. I've told this story before, but it's worth telling. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was fantastic. In the, this is eighth grade, middle school or junior high school, Carter Junior High School, Lois Carter Junior High School. John Javery is sitting behind me and he's shooting rubber bands. Well, he holds his thumb and index finger and puts a rubber band between them and then wads up a piece of paper and shoots it slingshot style. Well, he's shooting me and one misses and it goes directly past me and it hits Mr. Petrosella right in the titty. And then it drops. Mr. Petrosella plays it cool and does not notice it. Well, he did, but he made it seem like he didn't notice it. Now he's going to go on surveillance. So he waits about 2-3 minutes at his desk, and then he just wanders away, seeing if he can see anything in a recon effort. While he's wandering around, I go up to his desk, and I get the little paper wad, because I'm going to shoot it back at John later or some shit like that. I don't know why I did that. If I had never done that, this wouldn't have happened, what I'm about to tell you next. And the desks, drafting table, and then it's open underneath. It's like a cubby. And right in the cubby, I put that little wadded up piece of paper that he was using to shoot with the rubber band. Mr. Petrosella, he's doing recon, and he notices it in my cubby. You can see it. It's open-ended. Next thing I know, I feel this death grip on the back of my neck. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
And he grabs a thing out and he goes, what is this? And he's just squeezing the life out of me, out of my neck. And I go, it wasn't me, it was just Javery did it. And so I'm trying to explain, and Javery realizes that I'm in trouble, and so he takes one for the team. He says, Mr. Petrosella, I fired that. That is not Eric. He had nothing to do with this. So I'm like, thank God. I'm off the hook. Mr. Petrosella says, Javery, you and Zaitunian, get out in the hall. We go out in the hall, and he starts throwing us around into the lockers, like puts his hands like on my shirt, on my lapels, and goes, bam, into one row of lockers, and then bam, across the hall into the other row of lockers. So he's kicking our ass, and then he does the same thing to John. Total assault, and it's all, like, good. You know, we didn't care. You know, who knows what's going to happen next. But so we both got in trouble for that. But I had nothing to do with it. Becca Shea says, was this a Catholic school? No, it was worse. It was Detroit. So I go home and I explain to my parents what has happened. They were divorced at that time. So I had to make a phone call to dad. And I wasn't looking for, I was more concerned about getting in trouble, but I hadn't done anything. So my dad had enough common sense to realize that, all right, this requires an ass kicking. I got to go in and kick some ass. And sure as shit, I get called down to the office and there's dad. And then Mr. Petrosella walks in. And my dad, in the presence of everyone there, you have staff, secretary in the office. You got Mr. Callahan, the vice principal. You got me. You got Mr. Petrosella. My dad sees him. And he comes up to him and he grabs him the same way. And now my dad is short. Okay? He's very powerful. And he puts him up against the fucking thing and he goes, I swear to God, if you touch my kid ever again, I'm going to break your fucking face. And so Mr. Callahan goes, Vice Principal goes, hey, okay, hang on. Let's let the adults go have a discussion. Eric, you stay here. And I'm in the office just sitting in the chair. And everybody's like, oh, fuck. No one called the cops. Nothing. So these three, Mr. Callahan, Mr. Petrosella, and my dad go in there. And all I hear is my dad barking. And I knew it was severe because some of the words were not in English. So he's dipping in and out of three languages, which happens from time to time. So he'll talk in English, and then he'll talk in Armenian, and then in English, and then Armenian, and then Farsi, and then English. And all I hear is, is him. So then there's silence. And then my dad walks out and he goes, I'll see you later. And he leaves. And Mr. Petrosella and Mr. Callahan come out and they're rattled. And Mr. Petrosella says, I can't tell you how sorry I am. And I mean, this guy was just, he was eating my asshole. He was so shell-shocked at what had happened to him. And he had just absolute terror in his eyes. And he was an older guy, too. He's probably like 45 at the time. And he just got murdered by my dad. And that was it. No cops, nothing. Just old school. And he apologized to me. And I said, okay, all right, hey, thanks. Dad didn't even stay around to see the apology. He knew it was happening. I get home, he calls me, Mr. Petrosella, talk to you. Yes. What did he say? Well, all right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Okay. I love you. I love you. I will see you. You are coming over this weekend. You will spend the night at my house with Joanne and the girls. Okay, Dad. Sounds good. Love you. Bye-bye. Tyler says he's screaming devil at them. That must have been terrifying for them. Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Good times, good times. Easy story time brought to you by insert sponsor here. Becca Shea says, I love Meathead's accent. I do too. He's been forgetting English lately. So Pooh Bear was telling me that suddenly he'll just start talking to her in a blend, as I found out, of Farsi and Arabic and I think Farsi and Arabic are the same, aren't they? And Armenian. And she didn't know what the fuck. She's like, what the? So she had to call my cousin. And she says, what is he saying? And she says, well, yeah, he's speaking two languages there. David says, what a great story. I don't think I've heard that one before. Oh, there's more than that. I'll save those for another day. Absolute legend. Okay, one more. This is like 5 years ago. Pooh Bear gets lost up north. and she's on a guy's private property. She's on the other side of a locked gate, and the vehicle is stuck in sand. How she got there, I don't know. But I go there, and I'm trying to help her. A couple locals show up, and they're just playing dumb. Turns out, the guy that's standing right there, he owns the property. He has the lock to that gate, and he's just kind of letting us twist in the wind, playing dumb. And so he's trying to get an explanation as to why Diana was there. And other than just saying, yeah, she's not that great of a driver and got lost, there really was no excuse. And clearly, she wasn't there to do anything because she's driving around a Dodge Journey with the NFK who's sitting in the car rocking uncontrollably like fucking Rain Man. So finally, he reveals who he is, and he can unlock it, but he's lecturing us about trespassing. And it was totally a misunderstanding. But the guy's getting more and more pissed off about it as we speak. And then he starts getting demeaning. And then my dad goes, hey, we don't need a lecture. So then that really blew the lid off it. Now they're like barking. So because of that, I'm like, oh, shit, this is going to turn into a fight. So then he insulted Diana, and I go, okay. Well, now we have to fight. Now we actually have to have a physical altercation. There is, at that point, you have to go and either intimidate them to get them to back down or fight them. So, all right. So after he insulted Diana, all right, I said, all right, enough. And I walk up to him, and I get this far from his fucking face. Now, I can't fight, but he didn't know that. And I challenged him right there. I go, all right, let's go. You've said enough. Not another fucking word. Unlock this fucking gate so we can get the fuck off your shitty property. And he did it. It worked. His buddy and him were kind of like, oh, he's a crazy motherfucker. I'm like, thank God they did it. Because if he would have, like, you know, not been intimidated or not been the type to intimidate easily, he could have killed me. Charity Scam Mike was just standing there smoking Newports watching the whole thing. And it was all my dad's fault. We don't need a lecture. I'm like, oh, great. Here we go. I was trying to navigate it diplomatically. I mean, I don't want to fucking fight with anybody. I'd get hurt. I would fight like guys at Bass Pro Shop there. I don't know how to fight. Let's see. About my dad, speaking devil. How do I reset this meathead to English mode? Stevie said it's like the SAP setting on your remote. What does that stand for, by the way? All right. A lot of good story time moments here. Story time is like my favorite thing on the podcast. I could do that all day. All right. Some crazy person jumped off the Mackinac Bridge. All right, so that's like the same as jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. Thank you to Becca Shea for sending this along. Someone's life was so shitty that they jumped off the Mackinac Bridge. I've never understood how they say that when you jump from that high, your body is like hitting concrete. Like the water is concrete. I don't get that. You know, on the Golden Gate Bridge, they have a device that runs along the length of the bridge that makes it so that you can't jump off it anymore. And I guess my question is, why did it take 500 years or whatever to do that? They might have to do the same thing at the Mackinac Bridge. Yeah, if I'm driving along on the Mackinac Bridge, let's say you're driving along, and you see someone that's standing off to the side looking down, what do you do? Do your instincts kick in, or do you just say, oh boy, sucks to be them. I better just keep going. Are you like, boy, I hope they're not doing that? Because, and then if you're like, you don't do anything, and then after you pass, you're looking in the rearview mirror and you see them jump off. That might be terrible for you. God help those poor people who witness somebody doing that. And I wonder if, because most people would just keep going. They wouldn't want to stop and say anything. I can guarantee you, if I saw someone standing on the side of the road, not even like with their leg over, just looking down, standing alone on a Mackinac Bridge, I would immediately screech to a halt and pull over and say, hey, hang on, hold on. I would do anything to distract them. It would be remarkable. And then, because there's potential, you could save them. David says, are they okay? That doesn't work. I already announced that they were dead. Surface tension of the water. Megan says, stop immediately. Jeremy, I couldn't imagine paying a toll to get on a bridge only to not make it to the other side. Ugh, yeah, you're right. Anyway, RIP. I can't. I'm so far removed from having suicidal thoughts that I don't even remember what that's like. The one time that I felt that, the anxiety was so overwhelming. I was so frightened to death of what would happen to me because I lost my job at Free Bear and Hot Wings. The anxiety was so remarkable. And I didn't even know what anxiety was, and I'd never experienced it in my entire life. And then all of a sudden it hit me. So then I'm like, oh my God. And this is just awful. Thank you to Joe who reaches out. I'm sorry, John, my bad. Known in the chat as Mooney. Example of MAGA Barbie from TDC going off on someone in X or on X/Twitter. All right, let's check that out. There's Greg. Okay, that's the multi-talented Greg Henson. And then this is the chick. I don't know what this is about.
She said, let me see your neck. I want to line up my target. Hey, kitty, f*** off, you stupid motherfucking c***.
Before we
Amy,
get to
are you okay?
No, she's all pissy. Can tell.
Why?
Were you I don't pissy? Know. Amy?
I'm just...
All right, so somebody said something she didn't like. Line up your neck with the target or something like that? I think that that's a... That's like a shooting her joke that, and she didn't like that at all.
First of all, somebody just threatened me on Twitter, which pisses me off. She said, let me see your neck. I want to line up my target. Hey, kitty, f*** off, you stupid motherfucking c***. I hope that you clicked on the live because you saw I'm live. I hope you're f***ing watching. And I hope you know that you're a miserable c***. No one f***ing loves you, and you're just fucking miserable. You're f***ing miserable. You threaten people online like some tough f***ing bitch, and you're a miserable c***. I am not the one to f*** with, I promise. I'm just so f***ing sick of people like this. I'm so f***ing sick of it. I'm so sick of these stupid f***ing losers threatening us. I'm sick of
Greg,
it.
Try and then out.
My husband is downstairs, just lost one of his best friends at 41 years old, and I've got this dumb up here threatening me. Like, you, bitch. You.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. I'm just so sick of it. I'm so sick.
These guys are trying to get in a word, and it's not. It's
sick of it. I'm so sick of people cheering for people to die. Who are you? So no, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. Honestly, I had a shitty day. We f***ing lost one of our best friends, and it's just shitty. It's shitty, and I hate to see shit like this when I know that friends of mine are f***ing hurting today, and you're just on here like some dumb ghetto wishing death on people. F*** you.
Okay. Yeah, I can't. That was a work of art right there. Tophus says, yeah, I'm with her on that last part. Alan says, I bet she's crazy in the sack. I have no idea. Jeremy says, she sounds like the exact person I'd want to fuck with. This is quite the reaction. Tyler says, easy, she's got you beat on level of blow up when enraged. Oh, not even close. 100% correct. Cole says, why do they beep some words but not all? Don't know. Mooney says, MAGA doesn't fuck around. Was that like right? So was the 41-year-old the person who died? It was just a friend of the family, I'm guessing. All right. Yeah. Hey, remind me not to fuck around with her. You know, I think that would be a big mistake. Where did they find her? Jesus. That was spectacular. Yeah, I can't compete with that. There's no way. And then they did a good move by just letting her go. Outstanding job by all. All right. Just got a voicemail from one of the fans of Who Are These Broadcasters? Part of the Who Are These Podcast network of shows, which includes Who Are These Podcasts? Who Are These Socials? And this is how it sounded.
This just in, I got the new top three. In first place, we now have Who Are These Broadcasters? Followed by Who Are These Socials? And dead last, Who Are These High School Dramas?
Okay. He's referring to Who Are These Podcasts as Who Are These High School Dramas.
Who Are These Broadcasters? Just great clips. No nonsense. They just get to it. Eric Zane's hilarious. Who Are These Socials? Yeah, banter's great. Blind Mike's great. But there's a lot of skippers. Delete Laws, Solar, GG33. It's like steel toe. You just got to fast forward as fast as possible. In last place, jump the shark at this point a couple years ago. Who are these high schools?
Okay. Carl sent me that. He actually wrote, congrats on this. Blatt says, I will always accept a compliment whenever possible, but the idea that someone would skip clips of Delete Laws makes me not take any of their opinions seriously. He is right about Solar, though. I don't know what any of that means. I don't pay attention to any of these shows in the Dabbleverse. The fact that the guys called it Who Are These High Schools is hysterical to me. And I love Who Are These Podcasts. All right. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors. This time around, we salute Kuiper Tree Care. If you are in West Michigan and you need to get rid of a tree, have them out to your place. You can call or text 616-828-8225. They'll get rid of the unwanted tree. They'll grind down the stump. What if you just need some tree trimming? They'll do that for you. Storm cleanup, tree risk assessment. They do it all at Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. Hello to King's Room Barbershop. That's where I get my haircut, and you should too. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. Great team over there at King's Room Barbershop. Online at kingsroom.net. You can find exact schedules, or I should say exact locations, schedules, hours of operation, all on their website. $21 is what it's going to cost you, plus, of course, a tip. Leave a nice tip for your stylist. Darla. Darla. Hey. She's giving me side eye. Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. If you're an audience member that gets your insurance through the marketplace, Open enrollment is right now. You might want to get a checkup on your policy. Frank can do that for you for free. There's some, there's a little bit of oddness right now with healthcare on the marketplace. Frank can help you navigate that. He worked with me on Saturday, which was the first day of open enrollment. He works on Saturdays. That's right. All I want you to do is go to appointmentwithfrank.com. That's appointmentwithfrank.com. And that will put you on his schedule, and you can reach out to him and get started that way. Appointmentwithfrank.com. He's also the Medicare guru, can help you every step of the way with navigating the healthcare system. Thank you so much to Frank. And finally, TC Paintball. Book an event at TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. Always fun. Get the neighborhood kids together, maybe your friends from work, bachelor party, you name it. Over at tcpaintballgr.com. John, how did you get to listening to the TDC podcast? We've been talking about that a lot today. And how did you get to listening to this podcast? You're also asking, what am I doing with a roll of toilet paper? I need it for the asshole of the day, for the dry erase board. Do you have an asshole of the day nominee? Let's see. Who can it possibly be? I can never remember what we do. Bob says free beer. When you hear the virtue signaling, oh my God. In today's Who Are These Free Beers? You won't believe it. John says, EZ, I heard Michelle, Greg, and Travis from WLAV talk about you. That's how you wound up here? So you didn't listen to the old radio show and you're relatively new here then. Interesting. Your asshole of the day, free beer again, of course, it's got to be. Just because. Had a lot of fun talking with all of you today. Sorry about the breakdown with the sound. We were on a roll, too. I don't know what the hell happened there. All right, so that's going to do it this time around. The Patreon show will be happening a little bit later on. We've got Who Are These Free Beers, or I should say a Big Fraud Wednesday a little later on. So there you go. Have a good one, folks. Thank you so much for being here, and bye-bye.